Welcome to T-Bird Live, the talk show that covers the latest topics, trends, education, and discussion in the world of business and technology. Now, here are your hosts, Trina and Rick Bird.
Good morning.
Top of the morning, everybody. How's everybody doing today?
Hi, welcome to T-Bird Live. I'm your host, Trina Bird, along with my co-host,
Rick Bird, co-host here. It's great to be here. Well, we got a lot of things we got to want to cover again today. How come we don't have enough time all the time to get our stuff? I'm always at the last of my list. Is it because you told me that I got to talk too slow? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to talk real fast today. So hopefully you won't have to want to like correct me or whatever today.
That's always going to be the case.
Oh my God.
That's what happens when you're married all these years.
I'm not supposed to say that, but
the wife has always got to correct the husband.
Right. We all know that we can't assume nothing. And I wish that brings us into our segment. We always are in the Trojan horse. I said Trojan horse. We cannot assume nothing. You know what I mean? Everybody's into now coming into all of this, covert, like, am I saying it right? Covert operations. And when I say that, everybody's, what is a covert? What does covert mean? It says, it means like doing something and not being seen. And like, that's what we're going to get into to get, like today, I know last week we went over the phone.
Your segment.
Yeah, like my segment. And you're going to involve in it because you like do this on like day-to-day basis anyway. So you're going to be part of it anyway.
I do what on a day-to-day basis?
Covert operations.
All right, let's get to the show because he's pulling y'all's leg. All right, let's just go right to the agenda. I guess I needed that chair. It was a little rough morning. All right, today's agenda is we're going to talk about uncommon recording devices, which is going to be real interesting. We're going to talk about Chromebooks versus laptops. And I'm going to feature an app. And I'm actually torn between two apps, so I'm going to just feel what I feel when I get to that segment of the show, and then I'll talk about the app that I selected. We're also going to try to do a little quick feature on retirement to entrepreneurship. And I want to also give a shout-out that the T-Bird Center is looking for trainers or instructors. So if you know someone that is experienced at being an online instructor, we are looking for subcontractors, people who have experience and have a specific educational topic that they would like to discuss and teach others about, and we have the platform and the internet website where we offer online training in any subject, not just technology and business. So we're looking to expand our website so that we can offer more educational programming, and you might be that person that is looking for a platform so that you can display and teach and connect with people and provide them with the service or experience that you have. You know, we've got a lot of people who are in retirement, and they've been doing something really great their whole entire career. And now that they're retired, they got a little more time on their hands, and they want to share that whole concept with the world. And so that's the person we're looking for.
So you're looking for, like, somebody like a retired teacher? Is that what you're looking for?
Retired teacher, retired HR person, retired manager.
Any person with skills.
You could even be a retired bus driver and, you know, you want to give tips on how to drive the bus safely. Anything. We're looking for any type of educational topic that we can turn into a workshop, seminar, or full-day class. Or not full-day, but a class. And I'm a curriculum developer. I'm really good at it. And I can take your concept, turn it into a training program, and put it up on our website, and there we go. So definitely, if you're interested, the way to get in contact with us is go to our T-Bird Live, that's TBYRDlive.com, and click on Contact Us. In the subject section, type in the word trainer, and tell us a little bit about you, and we'll give you a, you know, we'll contact you through email, maybe get a bio from you, and we'll get started from there. So we are definitely looking for experienced trainers and or instructors. And when I say experience, I just mean somebody that's good at it. You don't have to have like 10 years of being a teacher. You know, you might have just done a couple of trainings on the job. You know, every time a new employee came in, you would teach them how to do whatever it is that you do. And you were really good at it. And everybody said, you know, you know, every time someone comes on board, we'll send them over to Stacy because Stacy's good at teaching everybody how to do it. That's the experience we're looking for. We're looking for hands-on experience. Somebody that's good at teaching other people how to do stuff.
Which brings to mind, I want to just like discuss a little bit. This comes on the same concept as what were you, the chairperson of SCORE, and they had the same concept was like you if they had the,
oh, SCORE, retired executives. Yeah, yeah, they would actually retire from whatever industry they were in, mm-hmm. and come back and volunteer as mentors, trainers, that kind of thing. But that was a volunteer for us.
Maybe you want to be a volunteer, and maybe you
no, we're not looking for volunteers. We want people who are, you know, we want to pay you, and we want you to, you know,
that's a good
get
thing.
Paid. Yes,
I'm glad you brought
this
that
is
out.
Strictly not volunteerism. This is actually, you know, as a subcontractor, consultant. You know, I mean, you do this on the side to make extra money, but you got to be good at it because we have a brand that we need to maintain and
uphold and keep.
Right, and our training programs are always hands-on and beneficial to the attending. All right, so let's get to our first topic, uncommon recording devices. Now, we don't have our feed up for you to be able to see this, so we're going to do our best to, in fact, I think I'm going to go under my this little program, and I'm going to do start the video so it'll record.
And we'll be able to put
and,
it up.
And we'll be able to put it up on our website.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully this will work out. This is our backup, being able to record on our end versus the Talk Zone. And so we'll see how that goes. All right, so uncommon devices. I'm going to tell the story about how we came across this little uncommon device. You were actually, before you retired, you were at a meeting, and you're a union rep, and one of the, one of your patients, but one of your people you were representing wanted to record.
Oh, yeah, they were patients. Yeah, they were definitely patients.
Yeah, they were definitely patients. And he actually wanted the meeting with the union rep and I guess the superintendent of the schools he wanted the meeting to be recorded. So he comes in and he brings in this flash drive. And Rick, you said you were looking at it. And
right. And if you can look at it, it's like...
No, you were looking at it and you were like, okay, this device records.
Right, because it has...
And he said, yeah, because it has a on and off button to it.
And then like the blue light was on. And at the time, he was recording at the time. And he said, well, like, you know, listen, I need this as backup because I'm thinking this guy is going to more or less railroad me or do something of that nature. So I said, all right, well, you got to be really like, and like, again, before we even get started, there are like certain laws in like different states.
Different states, yeah.
And like, well, it's very, you can't record it unless you have the other person's like consent to do so. And then, like some states, it's vice versa. You don't need that consent. But at any rate, he had the USB drive, and it looked like a regular USB drive, other than
it does look. In fact, it is a USB drive, but it doesn't. And I got, you also can go in and add your document files as well,
yes,
because it has a USB port on it. You plug it up, and whatever was recorded is now a digital file. You can download it to your PC or wherever. But it does have an on and off button. And what really got me is that they're very inexpensive. We actually ordered several of them, and the price was, I think I got off of Amazon.
Right,
I bought four in a pack for like $30.
Right, they vary from $39.99 to $89, depending upon like the storage space that's on board.
Yeah, so... This one happens to be a 4 gigabyte one, but you can get an 8. You can get them all the way up to 64. So if you do a lot of meetings and presentations, it's a really cool thing to be able to. And it's a USB. I mean, you can use it for multi-purpose. You can use it to record your voice and you as well as record or download your files that you need for the presentation.
Right. Like say if you see memos or something that you don't want to forget or you need to pass it on to like your secretary, she can plug it into her machine
and pick it up just like a like a regular USB. Mm-hmm. And the clarity on the video is excellent.
It's superb.
I'm sorry, not the video, the audio is excellent. So, and what really was amazing, I thought, was the range. Like you guys were sitting in a room, and you showed me how well it recorded in that meeting. And like the superintendent was sitting across the room and you guys were, you know, a few feet away from her and the clarity from both sides was really good.
It was really great. And they also have a new one out. I just did the research on that. They have it with like now you can do video on it, too, because they have more or less made those little microchips smaller and smaller and much more powerful. Right now, you can get one with a SD card memory, and like it does a video, and like the 12x80x9x960. Now that's a good clarity picture. I'm telling you, it's a good clarity picture, and it can happen.
I'm gonna try to show this.
Okay.
But I could zoom in, but this is actually just a regular flash drive.
You gotta go towards the camera.
Go towards the camera. There's the camera.
Right.
And that's actually it. Now, that's really cool. And again, that's like 30. Well, actually, I got this little display on the on our screen here, and you can pick one up for $39.99. That was, I believe, the $39.99 one was, I believe, it was like a 64 gigabyte. So that's a lot of audio that you can actually record. They also have these things called spy pins. And the spy pins range in price. This one actually came from Brookstone.
Brookstone is the best. They always have that high-tech stuff. If you go into a Brookstone store,
especially
like
around
going,
this time of year,
it's like going into like Disney World. It's so much new stuff that's out. And but you need to go in there to experience if you haven't already. And if you can look at this pen.
This pen is like huge. It's heavy.
It's a big, exact pen.
Right. And to me, it just looks.
It looks like a giveaway, doesn't it?
Yeah, it looks like it. But when you take it apart, it actually's got the little USB.
The USB just pulled apart.
At the top. Yeah, it's even hard to pull out. Oh, that's the phone board.
Yeah,
you just unscrew it and you
and
got the USB is in there.
Right there.
And then you just plug it up. So it's really, I think it's awkward. I think it's big. They do have some newer ones. Brookstone just happened to be the one we picked up, but they have some slimmer ones. And you get like about 12 hours. About the same with the USB flash drive. You're going to get about 12 hours of voice activated recording. So in other words, if it doesn't hear any sound, all of these devices will cut off.
Right. They're voice activated.
And
I will, now, like this particular one, I think you got it for me, like for Christmas or for like my birthday.
Yeah.
This has the video and audio on it. And what this does.
Oh, yeah, that's a video and audio.
Right. So like,
spy pin.
Right. It's definitely a spy pin. And you can pick one up. It comes with 16 gigabytes of memory on board again, along with that, like a 12x80x960, you can get this for your low price of $89. And I'm telling you, it does come in handy on like, if you really want to catch somebody or not even catch somebody, but just for your own personal, like, reviewing of the day that you want to more this document and make sure you have it. You can go to jet.com. You can go to, newegs.com or BigSecurity.com.
And Amazon. Amazon's got some good prices, too.
Yeah.
Now, let me just tell you, for every 4 gigabytes you have on that device, that will hold up to 1.5 hours of video. And for every 4 gigabytes in audio, you can get between 4 to 6 hours of audio. So just to give you a roundabout figure. And what's really cool about all these devices is once you get what you want, you just download it on your computer, take it off the device, and then you can just keep rolling. So you don't have to buy that 64 gigabyte one, because some of the of these, especially the ones that do video and audio, they're a little pricey. And all of these types of devices can be charged. So once you plug it up in a USB port or you have an external port, you plug them up and they actually recharge.
Now, if you look at this, this is the only drawback. You got to make sure it's charged up, because I find
I'm going
into meetings and it just drops like midway.
You turn it on and you don't see that little blue light, you know, okay, you got no. You really got none. All right, so we talked about the pen, which they're also, these pen devices are also regular ink pens. And in some cases, you can use it on your smart device as well as, I can't think of the word, but when you want to move your mouse up and down or whatever.
Oh, like your marker?
Not marker. What I can't think of.
Like a laser.
I can't think of it. But it'll come to my mind.
A laser beam on the front. But this is definitely a pen with a secret.
Yeah, but that it looks like a big secret. You can also get keychains. They have these pocket keychains that are audio recorders as well. They are very expensive. And I probably wouldn't even try buying one because, you know, it's on your keys. It's going to, you know, get that action from the keys moving all around and being in ignition and, you know, being in the bottom of your pocketbook or your pants pocket. You know, it's just going to be exposed to a lot. Even though it's got that protective casing, I would still chance it. And it's not cheap either. They're like $99. So, hey, they also have what they call a phone call recorder earbud. You can get earbuds that you plug right up to your phone device or your tablet or whatever. And you hit a little button on the earbuds and it'll start recording the conversation between you and the person. And, that's a little, you know, you, like Rick said, depending on what state you're living in, you know, it could be against the law to record someone without their knowledge. So
you see all kinds of lawsuits popping up because, like, the mere fact, like these, like technology and what has come down now that they can put a lens into a lighter, a wall socket, a remote control car, drones, watches, you name it. They can, like, more or less, like, record you. So you have to be more or less really, like, more or less cognizant of where, like, what you're saying and who you're saying it to.
Because they could
and, like,
be recording. Who, well, everybody's got it.
Who's recording.
Everybody's
so
got a cell phone.
Everybody's trying to protect themselves in, like, some way, shape, or form, and this is where it comes into play.
Well, the cell phone is the most common device today. I mean, everybody uses their cell phone to do everything, take pictures, record you, everything. And so that's a common. That's very common. 15 years ago, it wasn't. But today is common. We're talking about the uncommon ones. And that phone call recorder earbud, that sells for just $20.
Oh, that's
cheap.
A real good price.
Right. They also have this thing called the record cuff bracelets. And they have a recording device. It just looks like a, you know, like a lot of the...
Like a regular plastic, like one of those, like wristwatches.
Yeah, those things that they wear with the people's names on it. That I forget what you call those things. The young people wear them a lot, and it looks just like that, and it's a recording device. And then, of course, you know, you've got the new smart watches. They record as well, so you could be sitting there talking to somebody and just not even be aware of the technology that they have on their body. Like the smart watches. I mean, Apple's phone can do everything, and the competition for that as well is big. So you... So, gotta be smart today for all these smart devices.
And not only that, these are good gifts to give, maybe like gag gifts, or maybe you might be like really needing this for like your house or like for your business or like work. So make sure that you protect yourself, because believe me, somebody else is protecting themselves.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, we're gonna take a short commercial break, and when we come back, our next topic of discussion is going to be Chromebooks versus laptops. We'll be back in a moment.
All right.
Thank you. you for tuning in to T-Bird Live, where our listeners can take advantage of weekly giveaways, ask questions live on the show, log into our computer for live demos, get a shout-out about your business, become a guest on our show, and learn a ton about business and technology. As a dedicated listener, you can register for several online business and technology training programs at a discounted rate of just $59 a week. Subjects include Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, QuickBooks, and more. All completed courses offer certification and the opportunity to earn a free course for each paid week of training. Visit our website at tbirdcenter.com. That's bird spelled with a Y. tbirdcenter.com. Click on online classes and view our entire list of classes. Email us at thetbirdcenter@gmail.com or register right from our website, tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us and enter Online Training Talk Zone. When registering at our website, you'll automatically receive our monthly newsletter and a chance to win any one of our digital training guides on business and technology. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the latest in business and technology. For more info, visit tbirdlive.com. You're listening to T-Bird Live on Talk Zone. Back to Trina and Rick Bird.
Welcome back to T-Bird Live. I'm your host, Trina Bird, along with my co-host, Rick Bird.
Our second segment now, we wanted to go through what is a Chromebook. But like first, I need to call out our call numbers. If you want to talk to us live, 1-888-463-6748. Again, 1-888-463-6748.
All right, Chromebooks. First of all, I just want to say at the top of the discussion, I do not like them. I purchased, I don't think I purchased it. I just tried it out. Yeah, I ended up not purchasing it. I'm like from old school, and so the laptop is just, you know, I remember, 15, 20 years ago, dreaming about having a laptop. Now we got them everywhere. But laptops were just like the coolest thing on earth. You know, you could take it. It was portable. It was a little heavy in the beginning, but it definitely yeah, it was real heavy.
About 5 to 7 pounds.
And the batteries lasted pretty decent. I guess they don't last much better than they do now, 20, 30 years later. But it was just cool to have something that you could do your assignments, your documents, anything that you needed to do, you could do it sitting in the car. As long as it was charged. So it's a really cool thing. So they come out with these Chromebooks, which are considered a new type of computer design. Not new, they've been out for a while. Designed to help you get things done faster and easier. It's supposed to start up really, really quick. So you can immediately start doing your work on it. It looks just like a laptop. It feels like a laptop. But there's a number of things that are different from your traditional computer / desktop laptop. So let's talk about what it is first, and then we'll talk about the things that it is not. Instead of a Windows operating system or an Apple operating system like the Macs, it's got its own operating system called Chrome OS. And for those of you who don't know, OS means operating system. That's like the brain of the computer, controls everything that goes on with the printer, the add-ons, the software, using computer in its entirety. And it has their operating system, Chrome OS, has several multiple layers of security. So, you know, it's dealing directly with the internet. So it is primarily, I would assume as safe can be, because you're dealing with a cloud storage rather than having the software built right in or the hard drive. They don't have what we traditionally know as hard drives. And it won't run and load traditional applications such as Microsoft Office or even Skype. The Chromebook uses Chrome-specific apps for everyday tasks. So the operating system is a little limited, but if it's got everything that you need personally then it's not limited. It works fine. Not everybody's using Microsoft Word on a daily basis, but they definitely want to get to the internet every chance that they can. They may want to download some things and do some work from the internet by being logged into their cloud applications, which is where the Microsoft Office sits. And so you're able to do some quick things and be able to get it done. You'll also be able to create your documents and save them and send them back up to the cloud. And then you can access them later. You can listen to your music, edit your photos, chat with your friends and family. You can even play games. Plus, you know, like I said, there's a lot of additional apps from the Chrome Web Store that you can buy. And you don't have to worry about installing it because those apps are free and automatically update through the cloud. The Chromebook also comes with a built-in virus protection, which provides multiple layers of security. And it verifies on every boot up to help keep your your Chromebook from getting viruses and malware. So unlike the laptops, you know, you download something, you upload something, right, you're like 100% at risk of getting malware and viruses. With the Chromebooks, you're pretty much safe, so they say. Your Chromebook will keep your files away from your machine and safe online, which means what? You can access them anywhere in the world as long as you can get to your system. There is a drive built in so that your files and photos can store automatically and can be stored and backed up, but it's very limited space, and you can upgrade to larger space for more money. Your Chromebook will also update itself for free, so you don't have to worry about, you know, doing any upgrades. And like with Microsoft, you know, if you don't do, especially Mac, just kills me with my iPad and all that. If you don't do the upgrades, they keep it on bugging you, and, you know, and I don't want them automatically doing it either. But, you know, I think that they have the new versions designed to make your old version run slower or have all kind of issues, so you're forced to upgrade to the newer versions, no matter whether it's OS or Windows. I mean, whether it's Apple OS or Windows OS. Wow. There's not a lot of support materials that you need to download and do all that with the Chromebook either.
Well, like for one thing you didn't mention, you can buy a Chromebook with like 11 gigs on board or 11.5 from $199.
Yeah, I was going to talk about the price. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
You know, first I just want to talk about, because some people may not even know what a Chromebook is. Oftentimes, where our students, they'll go in, they'll see this cheap $199 Chromebook. We had a couple of students buy them and come to class with them, and then they can't get the Microsoft Office installed on it. They have to set up an account through the cloud and all that, and they're not interested in doing that. But I want to talk a little bit about the operating system and where some of the technical stuff may be of importance. The Chromebook does not allow third-party apps. What that means is that anybody can that creates an app. You know, you can't, like, use that. If you really like the app, like it's an Android app, you really can't download it onto the Chromebook because third-party apps are not allowed, whereas Windows operating system, you can. Now, in terms of the malware and viruses we just talked about, on the technical side, the Chromebook is allegedly 100% safe, whereas we're open to everything on the laptop. Wi-Fi exists on both platforms, and you cannot expand the memory in a Chromebook. So once you buy like that gigabytes that you said, that's it. You can't upgrade and add more. You have to buy another Chromebook with bigger memory, which to me, you know, that wouldn't be an asset for me. With a laptop, you can add more memory. You also cannot expand the storage on a Chromebook. So whatever that 10 gigabytes
you buy, that's what you get.
That's what you get. You can't upgrade it, whereas on a laptop, you can. And then, of course, the price range for the Chromebook starts at $199, whereas the laptops are usually $299. But guess what? It's Christmas time, and you're going to see some stuff for $199, especially what they do at the Christmas season is all the old versions of the laptops and desktops. They try to push them out, and they sell them real cheap. So you can get something. I think we bought one last year. They had them like $149. We went and got 10 of them for, you know, for classes, for giveaways. So.
Okay, let me just give you
that
the specs.
That was cheaper than a chrome.
Let me just give you the specs of them.
Started at $179.
For right, $179. It comes.
Is that a Dell?
No, this is like the Chromebook. And the Chromebook, again, I know you probably mentioned it, but it's made, the OS is made from Google. Google made the OS.
Oh, yeah, I didn't say that. It is a Google product.
So like right now, the Chromebook is a Google product. And they start at $179, and it's really affordable for somebody who just want to surf the internet and get your your work done.
But some of them are more a little more expensive.
Yeah, some of them are a lot, you know, depending upon, like you said, like the memory that you have on it, and like the specs come with like the resolution, 1366 by 768. And like the
so they're like 13 inches. But if you look at the comparison chart that we have up on the screen,
mm-hmm.
you'll see Toshiba make everybody makes a Chromebook. Toshiba's is $399. The Dell is $429, Acer is $345. They also have a Asus, ASUS, which is $265. And that's that. I think they were the most popular coming out. I remember buying a netbook from Asus, and they were pretty decent.
I didn't like the Asus.
They came out with a little small thing. You know, they were one of the beginner ones.
Yeah, they were like more streamlined, but still.
And then Samsung has one for $396. They say the best choice is the Toshiba Chromebook. So the Toshiba Chromebook has 5 stars, and these are Amazon ratings from Amazon.
And which, they are pretty current.
Amazon is the best place. If you want to buy something, go to Amazon.com, look it up, and see what people are saying. Because people do take the time to rate it, and they put a lot of comments, and sometimes even video of what may have been good or bad about the product. So anytime you buy anything, especially in this Christmas season, Black Friday and all that, do your homework before you buy it. And the best place I would recommend to go is Amazon rating. And, you know, check out those stars and see what the stars mean. Because the stars could be 4 stars and only 2 people went out there and said something
and
good.
Rated it.
And
right.
that makes you think that, oh, you know, 1,000 people rated it and that's how it's come. It's got 4 stars. But it could only be 2. So check out the comments. And again, Amazon offers video. You know, a lot of people take the time to put video up there to really take a, you know, look and see what's going on in terms of, the product rating and how it actually functions so that other people can make a good informed choice.
So now another thing too, like before we go off track, you mentioned like the Chromebook. Do you have to buy a part of the cloud from Google since you don't have any really onboard storage with the laptops? Is there any extra additional?
You can get the minimum space. You can buy extra, of course, if you run out. I mean, that's how Google's making their money. I mean, heck, Google's doing that with just your Gmail account. You know, if you like keeping all your emails,
mm-hmm.
you can go in there and get more storage space. I really, I don't do Google Drive, but I do and I buy that. I think Google Drive, let's just look real quick. I purchased that for, I think, $1.99 for 100 gigabytes. And, I think it's 100, whereas the Google, what's the other one? Not Google Drive. The Google Drive is the cheaper one. And then there's the, I don't think I paid for Wallet, but the Google, what's the other one? I have to look that up.
Okay, well, why are you doing
I don't
that?
Use it. I think
I want to tell you, about like a lot of schools are more just gearing towards the Chromebook because of like the price and because of like the features that they offer. It's a affordable device. It's unparalleled like performance. It withstands drops, and a lot of kids drop their computer. Now this is the new EduGear Chromebook M2. This comes with like built-in Wi-Fi, Bluetooth 4.0, and it comes with a micro CD, card slot. So if you do have, documentations and like, that you want to, view, you can put them on that device. So it's not really all the way, you know, like more or less Google. They do allow you a little more or less, I guess, wiggle room, but it has full access to connectivity and flexibility. And it runs on the quad-core chipset. It has a high-performance dedicated 2D processor that supports 380, 40 by 2160-like display.
All right, so it's got a cloud storage built in, and they use the Google Drive to do it. That's where you actually save your work. And I think you get 100 gigabytes for $1.99 a month. So you pay every month for it. And the price, I mean, to me, that's, it's reasonable. But at the same time, you're paying for it with, as a laptop. Once you buy it, you're not paying any kind of monthly fee.
And that's what you want. Like, that's the hidden fee I was telling you about. You don't want to have that hidden fee. If you want to buy it, like right now, before we go into like the PC side of it, we went on the, like more the Chrome side. There are no hidden fees. All you need is a internet access. Boom, you're out.
All right, so you get 15 gigs for free, and then you pay for, and that's with your Gmail too. If you don't know that, and if you want to
include it in it.
Well, the Chrome, you get 15 gigabytes, but if you want to get, for your email, it's 15 gigs too. And so if you want to buy extra storage plans, they range from 100 gigabytes to 1 terabyte to 10. 100 gigabytes is $1.99 a month. 1 terabyte is $9.99 a month. And 10 terabytes starts at $99.99 a month. So I have the one that's 100 gigabytes, and I'm looking at research right now. It said that it used to be $4.99, so that had to be at least a year ago. They dropped the price, because I've only paid $1.99 for about a year. And the $9.99 was $49 a month a year ago, so I like it. But they've got the Dropbox. That's what I was trying to tell you. The Dropbox, I mean, that's 100 gigabyte of space, and you pay $9.99 a month, which is nearly $120 a year. But, other people can Dropbox in. We'll actually put that as a segment on our agenda.
Right, we
can talk about that Dropbox versus the... I actually keep the Drive because the Google Drive, because it's at least, inexpensive. I could stomach that $199 a month.
But, like, the Dropbox is really nice because what you can do at this point is you can actually store a lot of stuff. They can Dropbox you, like, say for instance, you have a manual that's like more or less
large files, right?
Large files,
video,
dropping in there, video
presentations.
Exactly. So you can go
all that.
You go, so now
the size parameter makes a difference, yeah.
And it's big storage and big money in that. You need one for your own personal needs also.
But I don't like the fact that everything's online and people can get access to it.
Okay, now that's another segment too, because there are pros and cons of it. Remember,
yeah.
At the beginning of the show, I was talking about the covert operations and things like that. Where is this stuff being stored at? You know what I mean? How is it being stored?
Google's got it.
And can you get access, or will it be there tomorrow? These are things you got to take in mind.
The good side of it is that, wherever it is, it's secure because Google keeps track. They have complete control. They don't use any outside anything, and so they restrict anything being installed. So you can't install anything on a Chromebook. So get that. That's like one most important. You cannot install anything on a Chromebook. It all has to be uploaded to the Chrome Cloud, and they actually approve what goes in and what goes out.
So it's a high-performance,
so to speak,
internet surfing machine.
And all the apps that you install on your machine don't actually run locally. They run from the Chrome web browser. So you're not really, nothing's really stored on there. So if their system's down, you can't access it, which, I mean, you know, that could be.
Like with anything, mm-hmm. if it doesn't work, you need that, like, connection now. That's where everybody's going towards, like, that storage space, storing it away. But now you got to bear in mind, if you want to store it away, you may not be able to get to it once you store it mm-hmm. in that particular space.
And I want to correct, I said something incorrect. The 15 gigabyte is for your email. The Chromebooks come, and it depends too. Most models come with more than 32 gigabyte of onboard storage. But the newer Chromebooks come with 100 gigabyte. So that Model 2 that you were talking about, they actually went from 32 gigabytes to 100 gigabytes of free cloud storage. So it comes, I'm sorry, it comes on board with 32 gigabytes, and you get 100 gigabyte of free cloud storage when you buy the Chromebook.
Well, and one thing more.
So if you want 100 more, then you pay that $1.99.
Right. Another thing is key also. You want to talk about service and warranty. Whether right now on like a PC level, service and warranty is key. Is what you do is what goes on after you leave the store. You want to make sure that that's intact. Sure, everybody has a 1-year warranty, but you need to check your warranty out to see what they warrant. Meaning that it might not be like a droppage or like a screen or like the keyboard or like a key fall off. A lot of, you got to read the details, because depending upon your environment, you need to know what you're buying.
Okay, that's a good point. All right, well, time is flying by. We only got like 15 minutes left to do the show, so we're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to talk about retirement to entrepreneurship, tell you what we did and how we're doing it, just give you some advice on that, and then we're going to talk about this app that I got to choose which one I'm going to talk about. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to T-Bird Live, where our listeners can take advantage of weekly giveaways, ask questions live on the show, log into our computer for live demos, get a shout-out about your business, become a guest on our show, and learn a ton about business and technology. As a dedicated listener, you can register for several online business and technology training programs at a discounted rate of just $59 a week. Subjects include Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, QuickBooks, and more. All completed courses offer certification and the opportunity to earn a free course for each paid week of training. Visit our website at tbirdcenter.com. That's bird spelled with a Y. tbirdcenter.com. Click on online classes and view our entire list of classes. Email us at thetbirdcenter@gmail.com or register right from our website, tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us and enter Online Training Talk Zone. When registering at our website, you'll automatically receive our monthly newsletter and a chance to win any one of our digital training guides on business and technology. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the latest in business and technology. For more info, visit tbirdlive.com. You're listening to T-Bird Live on Talk Zone. Back to Trina and Rick Bird.
Welcome back to T-Bird Live. We're in our last segment of the show, and wow, does the time actually fly. So before I get into the retirement thing, I want to close out with that. I'm going to talk about my featured app for the week, which is Gas Buddy, and I use this app all the time. It's a really cool app in that it will allow you to check the gas prices in your area. Now, we told you at the beginning of our debut of the show that we're from New Jersey. In fact, we're in Maryland right now, but we just came back from Jersey. We went up for a day to take care of some business with our training school. And if anyone's listening to the news from New Jersey, the governor imposed a...
Don't be foul about our governor.
I'm not. imposed a 23-cent sales tax on gas. Now, we got to Jersey probably Monday morning around 10:30, 11 o'clock. Gas was $1.91 a gallon.
$1.91.
Which is really good. And we would always leave Maryland and wait, you know, have enough to get to Jersey, and we would get our gas in New Jersey because it was always cheaper. And just to give you a comparison, I have up on the screen when we left that day, the gas was $2.21 in Maryland, between $2.21 and $2.32. So the cheapest was at a 7-Eleven for $2.21. So, of course, we're going to wait until we get to Jersey and pick it up for $1.91. So if you add that 23 cents.
Is that per gallon?
It's still,
what are you doing?
Yeah, it's per gallon. Yep.
Wow.
So it still would be cheaper than Maryland's gas. It still will be cheaper because, you know, I'm not quick on my feet with adding up, but $1.91 plus 23 is still a little cheaper than.
Yeah, about
2.21. $0.10.
So all the people
so about $2.11.
So all the people who are in the Tri-County area, what they do is they used to come across the bridge to get gas in New Jersey and go back to Philly and Delaware. So
just like we were doing it.
Advantageous now to even go across the bridge.
But if you look right now, the gas right now in New Jersey is $2.14 a gallon, but in Maryland it's $2.21. So you're still saving. So we still may. You know, look at it. But the point being is that this app called Gas Buddy is really, really cool because you can go in and it'll automatically check your current location and tell you what the average price is, the lowest being lowest price, the average price, and the highest price. But what is also cool is that you can put the zip code into this app for where you're going,
mm-hmm.
or you can put the name of the town for where you're going, and you'll see. Now, I'm looking at New Jersey. We're in Maryland. We know that the gas right now in Maryland is $2.21. Maryland's a big state, but I don't want to give away where we're actually located at. So I'm just saying Maryland. But in New Jersey right now, with the gas tax included, gas is the lowest is $2.05 at one station, and the highest is $2.31. So... what's really cool about the app is you can go in, like I said, put in the zip code or the town where you're going, and you can see what the tax is, the actual gas is, and it'll give you an update. It tells you a lot of detail about that price. It'll tell you when it was posted. So if it was 2 days ago, if you look at this one, it says $1.89, you know it was two days ago before the price
was
imposed.
Put into effect.
It'll also tell you if that's the cash price or the credit price, because some gas stations actually charge you more for the credit card purchase than giving them cash. It'll also tell you how many miles you are away from that gas station. So if you're really trying to make it there, you can figure out how much, if you have enough gas to make it to where you want to go to get the cheapest gas. And obviously it tells you the name of the gas station and the address. And you also can post, you can set up a free account, and you can post what you find along the way in terms of gas prices.
You can find something cheaper along the way
mm-hmm.
or in that area.
Yeah.
Now, is that through like the trip calculator or what?
No, this is an app all by itself. And what's really cool about it in some cases is it has a trip calculator in it,
mm-hmm.
but it's not that company. That's
okay.
their own trip,
okay.
yeah.
I
so I'm
you.
Sorry. Let me clarify that. It does have a trip calculator feature so that you can see how much the gas is going to be along the way of that trip.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the feature of that Gas Buddy program.
All together.
Absolutely. And one of the things that they've imposed on this app is that it will not work if the car is in movement. Can you
so
believe
you
that?
Mean tell me if you're in the car?
Well, a couple of times we were headed back to Jersey most recently, and I tried to look up the gas, and it came up and told me that I was in a car
in
moving
motion.
In motion and that when the car stopped, it would give me the information.
What a safety feature you need, huh?
So, well, for teenagers, but, you know, well, I guess older adults as well are careless with that. But I was a passenger. It did ask me, was I a passenger? I think I could have clicked on there and said I was a passenger. And then I think I did click on it, and it still wouldn't give it to me. But to say that, you know, that may be something that all apps are going to now feature that, you know, if you're driving, I guess if it knows you're driving, it won't let you use the app. But again, that's my featured app for the week, Gas Buddy. Go to your Android or your Apple OS and download it for free. And you'll be able to get more detailed information about gas because we got to be up on it. Now, you don't want to be like some people I know that'll drive 10 miles out the way to save a penny.
That sounds like you. That definitely sounds like you. You will drive on fumes to get to the gas station that has a penny less.
Well, yes. I don't know about that. But anyway, a couple other features that the app has is it'll do gas price charts, and it'll also give you a map. So it'll give you directions to get to the gas station through their map feature as well. So,
well, not only that, a lot of people don't like they like going to like a name brand rather than going to like a fly-by night gas station. Can you actually pin in that number or like that?
No, it comes up and tells you Sunoco. Yeah, it'll tell you. Everybody gets
immediate area.
I guess they pay to be on the app, and so whoever's paying to be on the app, you'll get Exxon, Shell. We even have Sam's Club in New Jersey. You know, depending on what your zip code you plug in, you'll be able to see whoever's got gas is on that app. You know, I'm sure they pay to be up on there, which is smart business decision for them because, you know, if you got a good price on gas, you don't have to worry about somebody driving by to see you. They can see it from the app. All right. Now, we've got
About
4 minutes. You know what? I think I might save that because I want to really talk in depth about going from retirement to entrepreneurship because today's economy, you have to do something, even for your health and your mind and your body and your soul. You need to be active as a senior if you're 55 and older. Like us, we're 59 and 60, and, you know, we brought back our radio show. A lot of people are excited about the fact that we're back on the radio and the convenience of not having to tune in like a regular radio show time period. You can tune in live, but then TalkZone.com is a great website where you can go in and review any show. And they've got a slew of shows, really interesting shows. And I've been listening to some of the shows just to, you know, make sure that we're on board with the same platform that everybody else is using and getting the information out there. And, you know, you can look at you can listen to our show any time of the day. Mm-hmm. They record the live show by the end of the day. And, you can listen to it any day after that. And if you wanted to catch an old show, you can go to our website as well as TalkZone.com and click on the business tab and you'll see the T-Bird Live show up there. Or you can go to our T-Bird Live show, TBirdLive.com. Webpage, and you'll get them as well. What was really cool, and I want to thank Dave, is I didn't have to upload anything. I just went over to the TalkZone.com, did a copy, went over to my TBirdLive.com, pasted it, and all the links work, everything. It's just perfectly.
Dave. Thank you,
so
Dave.
So thanks, Dave, our producer. Does a great job.
Yes, he does.
And made that really, really interesting. One of the things I want to do as well is put up and I'm going to talk to Dave about that, but we have some publications that we like to share with our listening audience and viewers that are training manuals, good training materials that will help you with your job search, with looking for schools, with, you know, mostly any business or technology topic that may be of interest to you. So, and then again, as a loyal listener and viewer of our show,
we'd like to thank our listeners for listening to us also.
You always get a free online training class. All you have to do is go to tbirdlive.com, click on contact us and put free online training class in the subject, and we'll send you a list that you can choose from, and you can get started. And each one of those classes prints off a certificate of completion. You can't get better than that. We're also going to have a couple of guest speakers we're lining up to talk about job searching. A lot of people are looking for jobs and need some tips on how to find a job in the 21st century. So we're going to be doing a segment with that. We're going to have an editor from Employment Weekly who's going to come on and talk about all those good tips. And we're trying to think about him coming on and featuring an update every month so that he can keep people abreast as to what you can do to keep, you know, to get a job and even keep a job. So closing comments, Rick, you got 2 minutes left.
Got 2 minutes left. Yes, I'd like to want to go into a little bit about like the pros and cons of the PCs just for now, because I wanted to hear your point of view of like which one you selected for your Chromebook.
None.
You have none? So you're still doing research on it?
No, I don't want one.
Okay.
I think it's very limited. I think the price is good. I would love anybody that just doesn't have, you know, a lot of money to spend on maybe a laptop to get the Chromebook if that's all they can afford. But I think it's very limited for the money. I'd save another $50-$60 and buy a laptop and, you know, be able to load my documents on my laptop. And so if I want it, it's in my possession.
But you can go with the CD. Like, my recommendation would be the Chromebook M220. And that is $249. It's still a segment, a lot less than like a regular PC, but by like the same token, that's my recommendation. So look that up, and it has comes with all the bells and whistles needed to surf the web effectively.
Share the information about T-Bird Live. We're trying to do a great thing here, and we want to share information. We want to answer your questions. We want to have you come on and do a shout out about your business. We just want you to really tune into us. We'll see you next week.
Time's up. See you.